This is Louis Navalier's Tuesday, May 5th. Okay, some people were surprised why I didn't do a podcast yesterday. And the answer is there was nothing wrong with our stocks. We were waiting for earnings to come out. And even though we saw the Dow and S&P down, we were fine. So this is a good time to remind everybody about what we do. We only buy things that earn money. We only buy things with persistent institutional accumulation. We only buy stocks with positive analyst earnings revisions. And we demand not only big surprises and on both sales and earnings, but good guidance. And if a stock doesn't check all those boxes, it doesn't end up in our portfolio. So that's why I didn't do a podcast yesterday, because everything was fine. Today, things are better. Now, we do have Palantir's earnings out, and I should stress that Palantir's revenue continues to accelerate. It's now running at 84.7% annual pace. That's faster than the previous quarter. Their operating earnings are up 153.8%. Now, their overall earnings are up much more. So they posted a 6% revenue surprise, a 13.8% earnings surprise. They raised their guidance above analyst estimates. So this is the second quarter row that Palantir had perfect results. Now, you might wonder, why is the stock down? Well, it was down last time they did this. There are short sellers like Michael Burry trying to attack Palantir, okay? And the stock does trade at, over 90 times trailing earnings, but I look at forecasted earnings, and it's trading under 30 times forecasted. So Palantir is the best AI applier. AppLovin's another good AI applier. It's announcing shortly. And so all these dips are buying opportunities, okay? We had another one dip, which was AEIS. This is a semiconductor equipment company, and they beat on sales and earnings, but the guidance wasn't as strong as some people wanted, so the stock got hit on profit-taking. But their sales and earnings are steadily increasing. Analyst estimates are good, so this is a solid stock to buy. So, again, AEIS. That's, by the way, Advanced Energy Industries. So You want to wait for pullbacks to buy the stocks, okay? You can see Micron Technologies up, well over 10% today. There's reports on rising memory demand that's also lifting Seagate and all the other memory stocks. So this is as good as it gets, folks. I don't mean to keep repeating myself, but it doesn't get better than this. There's a silver lining critical path to invest in. We're locked in on it. We still have accelerating sales and earnings momentum. You're in the midst of the best earnings announcement season in several years and the strongest analyst revisions in 5 years. But it is a narrow market, okay? And it's mostly tech, but, we have, construction stocks building the data centers, and we have Eli Lilly that, of course, they beat the other week. So, there are other places to invest, just tech. We have oil tanker companies. They're announcing record results now because of the high day rates. And I'm not worried about the situation in Iran. I mean, I realize that you get reports that, Iran's firing and ships are getting hit. But, nothing is that bad, okay? The White House said that it hasn't escalated situation where they have to counter-strike. Obviously, Iran has these little boats to torment ships, and the U.S. is shooting them down, just like they shoot down the drug boats. So what they're doing is they're cutting off the money to the IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard, and because the Iranian Republican Guard apparently has access to like 70% of the commerce in Iran. So if you cut off the money flow, then you cut off their funds. And that's why when the leaders get killed, the new leaders emerge and they're trying to figure out how to extort money for the IRGC. So that's what's going on. The situation is they're trying to de-escalate the situation. Trump's still mad at our allies, especially Germany. Chancellor Merz, you know, said Iran is winning. And that just made Trump go nuts. And now he wants 25% tariffs on German auto manufacturers. He's blaming the EU for not complying with what they signed with the 15% tariff. So we'll see. But, you know, that hasn't been implemented yet, the 25% tariff. So we'll see what happens here. But the bottom line is it's time to grow and prosper. Earnings are going to be great all year, okay? I'm ecstatic with the results. The U.S. is the oasis in the world, period. We don't have the energy problems that the rest of the world has. We obviously are food and energy independent. All of the inflation is tied to energy. The Fed can't do anything about that. And so it'll be interesting under the new Fed, will they revise the inflation targets? So we'll see. You know, the problem with the core rate of inflation is that there's a lot of transportation costs, you know, from diesel and air and freight shipping, and those might feed into higher inflationary costs for other goods. But other than that, I mean, it's just time to grow and prosper, okay? It's the weather's good, everybody's out and about, consumers are spending, and we're going to be approaching 5% GDP growth. And it's just time to celebrate that. So I don't want you to worry. The stocks I'm selling, by the way, still have great sales and earnings. I'm just upgrading them. You know, I'm running the portfolios like it's a sports team. So we'll sell something good, buy something better, okay? Something more explosive. But I don't want you to worry about the markets. I don't want you to worry about the situation in the Middle East because we're the oasis. Now, we are watching bond yields very carefully. They are trying to meander higher. And, you know, that's up to Scott Bessent and the new Fed chairman to deal with that. The good news, the yield curve is normal now. Under Janet Yellen, it was inverted. There were massive Treasury bond losses. But obviously, if you buy a bond and rates go higher, your principal erodes. So try to not go out too far on the bond market if you're buying bonds. But other than that, I feel pretty good, okay? And I just think it's time to enjoy this earnings announcement season. Obviously, NVIDIA is the grand finale. After that, it's Micron. So we're going to have an encores at the end of this earnings announcement season. We're over halfway through, and so far, so good, folks. So again, hang on, enjoy the ride. Our stocks are great buys on dips. I wouldn't chase them when they're up sharply like they are today, but on any dip, I would definitely start buying. So that's it. Celine Avelier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.